nipples are so lovely. Like, women are have such pretty bodies, and men are like...
You're, like, grimacing while you're making this argument, which is so interesting to me.
I'm trying to make a case for, like, women, because women are prettier than men.
Yeah.
Men are like, and there's angles, and it's, poking. Uh-huh. I don't like it.
Why do we need genitals on screen? This is my puritanical take. It doesn't make anything more interesting. You know, I wasn't like, man, Killers of the Flower Moon really popped once I saw De Niro's sack. Hello and welcome to episode number 538 of the podcast. I'm your host, Nox McCoy.
And I'm your other host, Jamie Golden.
The podcast is a show dedicated to delightful idiocy. We're committed to educating you on things that entertain but do not matter.
To find out more about these prognosticative pursuits, check us out at noxandjamie.com. You can also find us on Instagram and Facebook at The Podcast, and we are still on Twitter at PodcastPod.
Thanks for joining us this week as we are going to be talking predictions for 2024.
But before we do that, cue the princess music, shall we? Let's do this. So as many of you may or may not know, one of the ways that we fund our small business is via the more than 11,000 of you who support us on Patreon. Now, listen, we're different from other Patreon creators. We're cool Patreon creators. This is not a tip jar. You are not a last minute thought when we make content, like on the last day of the month, like we got to get something up there. One of the values of our company is to truly under promise, over deliver. And we know we do that because out of 300,000 creators on the Patreon platform, we're number 64. Plus, we've been making membership content for 8 years, so we're really good at it by now. So it's a great time to become a BFOTS, a best friend of the show. Now, why is it a great time? Well, this month, if you sign up for an annual subscription to be a best friend of the show, first, you get a month free, which is always amazing. That's like free. That's girl math money. That's $3,
that's
right?
Boy math as well.
Exactly right. And then second, all our annual BFOTS will get access to our brand new, never heard before anywhere, Princess Collection. Now, what is that? Well, the Princess Collection is a 5-episode bonus series where Nox and I deep dive 5 of the most iconic Disney princesses and ask the important questions like, how many female friends do we think this princess has? What makes this woman worth rooting for? Is her attraction to this love interest justified in any way? Plus many more questions. It is such a fun kind of blend of a cinema side piece and a Princess Explained. I just love it. We worked on it all fall. So excited. So if you already are a BFOTS annual subscriber or you become one this month by January 31st, then you will receive a code to get all 5 hours of Disney Princess recapping goodness and get it downloaded straight to the device of your choice. Simply click the link in the show notes or visit noxandjamie.com/annual to sign up.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, Jamie, we are here to talk about predictions. Before we do that, I just want to say, great job.
Welcome back.
Thank you for letting me come back. I was worried. I listened last week. I was like, it's a good episode. I don't know that any of me. I think I'm superfluous.
Stop
redundant.
It. I don't know if you heard all the parts where we don't know what you say when you say it. Or listen, also, as
I will say, ridiculous performance by Jason. He was great. And then it got to the Amazon part and the wheels came off.
It It was tough.
I would say it to his face. I would look him in the eye and I would say, hey, you need some work on that one.
But I do want to say, for behind the scenes, Knox normally breaks the episodes, like in terms of content. So when he sent a written frail text that was like, I am dying, there is no way, and you ended up having to be off the whole week because that's how sick you were. I was like in the middle of a party at my own house where I was like, okay, we need a brainstorm because I normally am just the pretty face and not the content developer. And so I had to kind of like swing into action, and I tried to take everything I've learned from you, what I've seen, what I've absorbed from watching you close up from 10 years and tried to create something.
I feel like Oppenheimer being observed now, like, you know, just like what's the secret?
Right. Yeah, that's right. And I was going to say I am the president from Scandal in that thing. And that's all I remember of Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Who was Jason? What's Jason's name? Jason Clark. He was in the interrogation, but I am the Jason Clark. And I was like, I can do this. And so I don't know that I built a bomb, but we made it work, and we're so glad to have you back.
A cool
so
bomb. It was a cool bomb, and no lives were lost, except lots of LOLs were distributed throughout the land, you know?
Lots of sad lives were impacted by bringing joy to them.
That's right. I think we nailed all of that metaphor, and it'll stay in the episode because I edit now, and your boy's back. Well, I don't have a cool phrase like, I'm a genie in a bottle. Let's rub 2024 the right way. But I am excited about a new year, recording the podcast.
It feels like you love a new year.
Oh,
like
I do.
You thrive at the changing of a calendar.
I know people won't let me, this got canceled. You can't say new year, new you anymore, I still believe it. I still believe it.
A new you? You're going to do a new you this year?
Completely. I've been purified by the fever sweats in the waters of Lake Minnetonka, and I feel good. I feel ready to attack like a whole new year. So we're this is our predictions episode, and we're going to make some I feel confident, very accurate predictions about the upcoming year. But before we do that, I do feel like we need to have some accountability about last year.
That's right. So we always go back and look and see what was in our 2023 predictions. And you can go back and listen to that episode. It is a really raucous, fun, good time. So I really encourage you to listen to all of it. But we're just going to touch on some highlights today. So we have these categories. We sometimes, you know, we like, for example, we did a category called something shocking that will happen in the year. For example, I said that Kanye would go to jail. He did not go to jail. He is releasing an album someday with the Ty Dolla $ign. So he didn't go to jail. So that was a mistake. However, I did say that Lin-Manuel Miranda would have his first flop in the musical New York, New York. And it did receive, this is the write-up on it. Despite receiving dismal reviews and becoming a commercial disappointment, it did receive 9 Tony nominations, which I think tells you everything you need to know about the Tonys and how valuable they are. So
I like a spin zone accountability of like, I wasn't wrong. Actually, the Tonys are also complicit in
being that's
here.
Exactly right. Boom. That's exactly right. Yep. I also said that Taylor and Karlie Kloss would be seen publicly together. Mm-hmm. And by God, they were, because Karlie sat in the cheap seats and went to the Eras Tour. And then Taylor knew she was there and sang to her weirdly.
That counts.
Very fun. It totally counts. Now, for you, you said that a serial killer would be tracked and caught. Congratulations on the Gilgo Beach killer.
You're right.
That was caught. Thanks to a podcast, by the way. That was also very handy. And then you said an A-list celebrity would unexpectedly die. And apologies to Matthew Perry and his family for you being right about that.
Okay. I'm not.
Right? What?
If I was listening at home.
Right. Yes.
I would counter and say, was Matthew Perry an A-list star? I'm not saying that. I'm saying there might be listeners who are like, I don't know if we can give you that one, Knox.
I mean, because a lot of people died. Obviously, people die every day. Death is real. It happens all the time. It's fine. In terms of like big names that weren't old.
Yeah.
Because old, you expect. Old people are probably going to die.
Sure.
Like, that's just how life works.
Right.
But Matthew Perry was very unexpected.
He was very famous. He was famous.
He was super famous. Okay. So I'll accept it.
I will accept it. That's right.
And then we did mess up. Like, we had a lot of, my favorite thing that you did is that you said that Ansel Elgort would wreck a home.
Yeah.
And he wrecked his own home. Did he not?
So that counts.
Underage, alleged underage stooping.
Yep.
He is coming back. Tokyo Vice season 2 on HBO next month. And Ansel Elgort is in it.
I know season 1. I'm familiar. I've right? seen it.
And then I also love that I thought Harry Styles would wreck a home.
Yeah.
And he did not. He's dating little Taylor Russell from Bones and All, and they're so cute and they're adorable. And so,
I think if memory serves, I think you said Harry Styles, I said Olivia Wilde. Like that whole, that couple would just like
you
wreck
did.
Homes.
And you know who Olivia Wilde was seen with recently?
Who?
Chris Rock.
I don't know about that.
Right? I don't love that. I do love that Olivia Wilde tweeted about, you know, because when Taylor started dating Travis, she was getting all this attention. And Olivia Wilde tweeted, I wish Taylor Swift was in love with a climate scientist. First of all, you're not funny. Get off this app.
There needs to be a, like, I don't know what the environmentalist version of a Jesus juke is, you know, like a Mother Earth juke. There needs to be something like that where it's like, we weren't talking about that. Okay. We were doing stupid stuff. Thinking about stupid stuff, and you had to make me feel bad because I didn't recycle today. And that's Olivia Wilde, please get out of here right now. Ridiculous.
That's right. But then we got some big things right.
I was very impressed out of the gate. I think the first one that I listened to when I re-listened to the episode that I thought, oh, that's definitely right. That comes from you, and it was a prediction on someone who would get divorced. I believe we have that footage. We will roll right now.
Okay, well, I think another breakup that we will see this year is Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas.
Well done. Well done.
I did it. Listen, I'm not glad that their marriage is over and that their children are now in a broken home. I'm not for that, but sure. I am glad to be right about stuff. And so, and back then I said, my prediction was that she was going to look up and go, what am I doing in this family?
Yeah.
Right? And I think she went to Priyanka and like, what are you doing in this family? And she was like, I haven't done anything since Quantico. So
right.
I got
Quantico's actually not that good. So I'm where I'm supposed to be.
Right. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. Danielle and I are equals, even though it does not seem like that physically.
Yeah.
But we're both supposed to be here. And so I think she just looked up and she was like, no.
So I did credit to me because I did cut out, you had a whole thing of like, she's a huge star. And she needs to spread her wings.
I stand by that because you think because she, I want her to be successful, but she has been ruined by having to have all those babies in a row because Joe Jonas can't keep it together.
That was the problem with Mad Phoenix, Mad Wild Phoenix, the X-Men movie.
That's
right?
Such a bad movie. But listen, I also think you had a big correct. You came correct because you had predicted, we talk about like who will own the year. We'll do that again today. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And one of your predictions, and this was literally, this is when people were like, we're not going to even see the Barbie movie. And you were like, Barbie will own the year.
That's right. That's right. Let's listen back to it. I feel like the Barbie movie is going to own the year. I've been in on this since last year. I'm fully pot committed now. I'm now also evangelical about it, having seen the teaser trailer and the allusions
so
to
good.
2001.
Look at that. What made you think, what made you absolutely sure?
You know, I think I talked about in some of my rationale in last year's episode, but it was the almost reverent way people talked about the script. People were like, this script is the coolest, most different, weird, awesome thing I've ever read. Gosling said that, like everyone involved in the movie. So I thought that can't be wrong, you know? And I always do really trust Greta Gerwig and her sensibility. So it kind of felt like a no brainer, you know? Now we didn't always get everything right though. Like you mentioned, we did have some stinkers. The one, when I listened back, I literally laughed out loud, when I heard you talking about this, okay. Let me play that real quick.
Yeah. I do believe that something shocking will be the downfall of one Zac Efron.
No. Oh, why are you doing this?
What are you talking about?
I think he's been partying on some yachts and maybe some underage children have been there.
No.
And I'm not saying he's done it. I'm saying he's just been in some places where maybe he shouldn't have been with maybe some sketchily financed yachts and he has been hanging out with some sketchy C-list stars when I would argue, is an A-minus star. Okay, I stand by that he is an A-minus star.
Are you ashamed of yourself? Do you feel that?
I am ashamed. Now, do we have the full Epstein list out yet? No, we don't.
So, okay,
Jamie Beth! Jamie Beth, take it back!
I will take it back, especially in an episode where I'm going to green light something Zac
That's
Efron
right.
Thank
in.
You.
So,
thank you.
To be fair, that was a wild mistake. And I am glad it was a mistake. I want good things for Zac Efron. I feel like no one has burdened his mind and body despite discovering water more than him.
Yeah.
And I do want him to be successful and not be stooping underage children.
That's true. I agree with that. Okay. I agree with that. The thing with both of these that we missed on is not only were we wrong, but it also went the other way. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like with Zac Efron, you wouldn't have thought he would be poised to, like, now he's in the conversation for incredible actor. What's next for him? But he actually is, you know, with the Iron Claw and everything. And similar to my prediction that I got incorrect, it kind of just went the other way that I was expecting. I'm going to put Jonathan Majors in the mix for
Oh, that's a good
Oni
choice.
Here. He's going to be Marvel's new big bad, right? Like the new Thanos-ish of Marvel. And then he's also going to be opposite Michael B. Jordan in Creed 3.
Love that.
I think that's a great spot. I do have some fears about that movie. And he's also doing something called Magazine Dreams, where he's like a conflicted bodybuilder dealing with like weird celebrity culture.
Yeah. Now, you said that's a good choice, so I feel like that's 50% you as well. Like, you co-signed.
Here's what I will say. When you look at my Letterboxd of 2023, both Creed and Magazine Dreams are in, like, the top half of my movies that I saw. So I did love those films. We just didn't know what criminal activity would take place. And we can't say criminal now because he was convicted by a jury. And so it's tough. We do talk about We kind of unpack it in The More You Know this week.
Yeah.
But it is, it's quite tough. It's quite tough.
So definitely didn't own the year. Not in the right way.
He did own it SEO-wise. It was easy to Google.
Can I check in with you on, because you also said something, you had a really hot take about a social media network, and I wanted to like get your temperature on where you're at with
that. I'm sure I'd make great points.
Twitter, I don't know. I mean, it's still lasting, but I also know that like San Francisco's suing them or something for not paying for the office space.
Can I be honest with you? Can I just shoot you straight?
Please.
Think Twitter has gotten better because we got rid of a lot of people who were like, I'm just going to leave now and go, you can find me on Substack. I literally am like, bye.
So Twitter is, do you still think Twitter's better and do you still disrespect Substack?
Listen, I don't disrespect Substack. Substack is a treat and a treasure. And
would you argue that maybe you're on Substack? Is that
technically
is
that, I don't make any content there, but I do have a lot of subscribers, so I'm halfway there.
Yeah,
but I will say this, one thing I will say is Twitter is still better. Like, I will not take that back. Now, is it better for everybody on Twitter? No. Is it better for me? 100%. Twitter is still, because here's the thing, like,
what a
this
take,
was
what a
this
take is, quake
listen, here's the gall this morning. I woke up on this Monday morning, we're recording Monday before this episode comes out on Wednesday. I woke up this Monday morning and people were like, oh my God, you guys, did you see the fashion last night at the Golden Globes? I'm like, we did see it all last night when we talked about it on Twitter. Instagram is so far behind on everything. Mm-hmm. I just don't have any energy for it. It makes me so mad. I want hot takes. I want hot takes immediately.
Have you tried Threads? Are they popping off on Threads right now?
Listen, my prediction is Threads is going to shutter. And something new's coming, like something new and weirder is coming from somebody even weirder, you know?
Anytime like Instagram suggests you should check out Threads, the little snippet just sounds like the worst thing ever. So I don't know about that, but I just want, Elon, if you're listening, there's one person out there who thinks you're doing a pretty good job.
It's me. I still love it.
Killing it.
Love it.
I don't care how many drugs you're taking or not, allegedly, whatever.
That's right.
Do a really good job. Anything else you wanted to review? Anything else that caught your ear in last year's episode?
You know, I did say that I thought in a passing, because I always think Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake are going to get divorced. I think they actually were going to get divorced. Mm. But then NSYNC was like, we're getting back together. And then they couldn't get back together because of Britney Spears' memoir.
Yeah.
Because they were like, uh-oh, Justin is a problem.
Yeah.
And so I do still think they're going to get divorced this year. But I am glad that I was right about NSYNC technically getting back together, even for just like a minute, you know, minute.
You know, like, you don't take a loss in the stock market unless like you sell, you know, like at a deficit.
Right.
Like, we're not going to be wrong about Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel. Eventually they will divorce. Okay.
That's right.
That's going to happen. So
no, that's a given. We're not even pretending. I did say that Halle Bailey would own the year. I will say The Little Mermaid was fine. It was fine.
Yeah.
But Halle Bailey trying to hide that pregnancy all year and pretending she wasn't pregnant, and we all knew she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, because it was so clear that she was pregnant. Everything she did, like when she was doing all the Color Purple press, I was like, that's a baby in there.
Yeah.
And she was like, what are you talking about? And then finally it was like, here's my baby Halo. I had a baby. Did you know?
It's a good
name.
Yeah,
we knew. Of course we knew.
Good baby name. Good video game. I do need to tell you, Marlo, my Marlo hasn't forgiven you.
Yeah.
Because she found out, I told her like you didn't like the Scuttlebutt song.
Nope.
And she still brings it up. And she's like, she'll be in the car just looking out the window. She'll be like, I can't believe Miss Jamie doesn't like the Scuttlebutt.
Why you gotta rat me out to Marlo?
I didn't know I was ratting you out. I was just like, at a matter of conversation.
That song still sucks.
Yeah, Miss Jamie.
You can tell her that. Play this for Marlo. That song's like good, girl. That song's like good.
Sorry, Marlo. Yeah. My bad. That's my bad.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode is brought to you by our amazing sponsor, Olive & June. As a longtime user, like 6 years, and a huge fan of Olive & June, I still can't get over how easy and convenient their Manny systems are. Between hosting 2 podcasts, planning a live show, and our latest merch launch, I haven't had much time for like self-care and sitting around at a salon for hours. No time, but I do love having pretty nails, and it's during these busy, hectic times that I'm especially thankful for Olive & June. Their Manny & Petty systems come with everything you could possibly need to have salon-worthy nails genuinely at home whenever you want them, even if you only have 5 minutes. I love how Olive & June, they've created products for those of us with a lot on our plates who maybe are not great at doing their nails. Like, I don't have a ton of skill set. And look, they've made it easy. The number of times I've done my nails in a rush as I'm about to run out the door and then end up smudging them, it's super embarrassing. You'd think I'd learn by now, but no more. Olive & June's line of tab press-ons are a life hack I never want to live without. They're so easy to put on and come in different sizes, so you can always find the perfect fit for you. They look so real and they last like 10 or more days, and they're not damaging like gel. I love that I can order them as part of the Manny system with up to 4 different tab sets. It's the perfect time-saving prezi for myself. Visit oliveandjune.com/podcast for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/podcast for 20% off your first system. This episode is brought to you by our amazing sponsor, Aura Frames. I am super excited to share that this brand is not only Knox and Jamie approved, but more importantly, it's Chuck and Jan approved. Aura Frames are Wi-Fi connected frames with unlimited storage, so you can share as many photos as you want from your phone and they just magically appear on the frame. If Chuck and Jan aren't enough of an endorsement, it's also been named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter. It's such a fun gift for all ages. Do you know what my favorite part of the Aura frame is? I haven't been called over to Chuck and Jan's house even once for like Tech Sunday to like set it up, to fix it. It's truly the perfect set it and forget it gift in the best way possible. I was over to their house for Easter dinner. My niece sent all the adorable photos we had taken of my cutie patootie great nephews to Chuck and Jan's Aura frame. And it was so easy and seamless and fun to have the photos show up before we even left the house. Jan is the most difficult person to buy gifts for. And I was excited to see how much she loves her Aura frame, because I immediately decided to get one for her bedside table for Mother's Day this year. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's auraframes.com. Use code podcast at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Has everyone's social calendar suddenly picked up, or is it just me? This is that magical time of the year when I can actually enjoy a patio lunch with Jan or just be outside for longer than 10 minutes without immediately regretting every life choice. You know what I mean? Since this beautiful weather only lasts about 5 days in Alabama, it's always tempting to cram in as many social gatherings as possible, for I need to limit myself to indoor-only activities, and it can be easy to ignore my social battery and spread myself too thin. As an extrovert, I tend to thrive around people, and I always thought the more the merrier when it came to social commitments. Therapy has been super helpful in giving me the self-awareness I needed to build a social life that does not drain my battery. Being able to not only recognize my boundaries, but be able to enforce them has been so helpful in creating some balance in my life. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Since it's entirely online, the convenience truly cannot be beat, and it's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/popcastpod today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/popcastpod.
Okay, so 2024 predictions. We'll do death. We're going to bleep these out. Only BFOTs are going to get
it. I don't know why you feel like we can't just... a death is a part of life.
Yeah, but honestly, it's just like teaser to get people to be BFOTs.
Let me ask you a question. If I died between this recording and this episode coming out on Wednesday, mm-hmm. would you still post it?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah, thank
you. I'd probably parcel it out. I'd stretch it out over the whole year.
Oh, yeah. You know? I would want you to, like, yeah. 10 minutes at a time.
And be like, now the ceremonial last words of Jamie. And it would be you being like, I think Michael J. Fox needs to die. And everyone would be like.
Listen, if I went out on that, that's, yeah. That's a life well lived.
Scuttlebutt song sucks. Michael J. Fox probably going to die this year. Back to you, Jamie. Okay, Jamie, who you got?
Okay, I've got five deaths, as I always do. Bill Cosby. It's finally time to go. And it will be complicated because people will not know how to grieve him. Because they'll be like, am I sad or no? No, you're not sad. It's like Hugh Hefner. Stop being sad about Hugh Hefner. Okay. Clint Eastwood. I think it's...
He's on my list too. I'll co-sign with you.
Oh, we're doing it. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Clint. You're dying. And Clint Eastwood's dying. I think Prince Andrew is going to die this year.
Oh, okay.
And here's why. He is about to either go to prison or... he's going to die. Do you know what I mean? Because he's in that list.
You saying like suicide by cop or something? Like,
I don't know. What you're talking about? I don't know. Listen, it's not my job to decide how.
Aaron didn't like laughing at that. No, why didn't you?
So that's gonna be, I know it's great. And then I'm going to pick. You can pick between two. Aaron, I'll let you pick.
He's gone.
I know he's gone.
He's completely gone.
Okay, Aaron, I'll let you pick. I have two celebrities that'll have sad deaths.
Oh man,
you can pick which one it is.
Okay,
you ready?
Yeah.
It's either.
I don't want
Dang, bro.
I hate this.
Bro. Listen,
life is but a vapor.
It's too sad.
It's too sad.
Oh, God.
And then
so
I think
sad.
In a way that the studios will be excited about, but it will still be sad, Bob Dylan will also die.
Okay.
Because the Bob Dylan biopic is coming out and with Timotei. And I think like the studios will be like, oh, no, he died.
Yeah.
But Bob Dylan hasn't even talked to Timotei about it. So I think it's the right move. And plus, he's lived a long life. And
you think it's the right move for him to die?
Yeah, for the movie. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah
for the marketing.
Because how cool would that postscript be? It's like, he lived a long, beautiful life.
And also, he just died, y'all. So
he
the
just
end.
Just died. I love that. Okay, who are your dads? So you got Clint Eastwood with me.
I had Clint. I had Ozzy Osbourne as two. I also have Grey's Anatomy. It's the year. They're going to kill that thing.
Yep. Listen, it's time. It's like 300 episodes.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know they're going to do a spinoff, right? There'll be somebody in it that gets a spinoff.
Because I saw Meredith like coming back, like as Ghost Meredith or something, or like VO Meredith.
Wait, is she dead?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. But like
her, happened to her.
She will be back, but like not on set. But she will be back.
I like that she's like, I am willing to show up if I can stay in my screened in porch and just record audio from here.
She might have been holding up the strike. She's like, you can AI me. You can AI me into that show. I'm okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
She doesn't care.
Yeah.
She doesn't care.
Whatever you need. Okay, so that's death. Jamie, do you want to talk about new couples?
This is my favorite category because I am excited about new love or love that finally gets revealed. So my first suggestion is going to be that it will finally come out that John Mayer and Andy Cohen are a couple.
Okay.
Like, for real.
Yeah.
Not just friends, but like friends who hold hands and do stuff.
Right.
Like, and listen, look, love who you love. Like, that's what I want. But I want you to also feel like you can, because like, how cute would John Mayer be as a little dad to that little pumpkin? I love it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my first one.
I appreciate John Mayer and I feel like he was sending me a sign on New Year's Eve with the cat buttholes. And he was like, I believe that cats also would have been better if they'd shown more buttholes as well. So,
okay. And then sexy Mean Girls is coming out. Renee Rapp, we're obsessed with her. We love her. Aaron revealed last week it's a new love of hers. A new passion is Renee Rapp.
That's right.
And so I think we're going to see, and I don't know that this is forever, but it is for a good time. And that is Renee Rapp and Kendall Jenner. Because I'm very excited. See, I'm wanting people to be free in who they love.
Yeah.
And so I'm very excited about Renee Rapp who is openly bisexual, and then Kendall Jenner, who is quietly bisexual, maybe allegedly.
Okay.
I don't think you should out people. We talked about that in The More You Know. But Kendall Jenner, you know, Bad Bunny is a farce. Bad Bunny was a farce. And so I am very excited for her. And how hot would they be? God, that's a hot couple.
Is Devin Booker a farce or was a farce?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. No.
Wow, it's a lot of farces.
I'm not interested in all that.
You know?
Okay. And then Joe Jonas and Emily Ratatouille.
Mm.
It's also because I do think Emily Ratatouille is going to get pregnant this year. I did see on some astrological charts that the people most likely to get pregnant this year are people named Emily. So I had to think, who among the Emily would it be? And it had to be, of course, Emily Ratatouille. So
okay. I'm going to let that one slide. Okay, I'm going to let that one slide.
Is that all? Okay.
That's just strike one.
Okay, and then let me just do a quick Angelina Jolie. You know, she's been kind of just like, I love my kids. My only friends are refugees.
Yeah.
Like, that's her vibe. That's right. A quote. That's a direct quote. Aaron's laughing. That's a direct quote.
That's just a thing she says.
That's a thing she said casually in an interview. But I like the idea. I'm going to give you two choices of who she kind of has a good time with. You ready? Michael Keaton. He's single.
Wow.
Okay. And I kind of like that. Lenny Kravitz.
Mm. Well, I like Lenny Kravitz for Angelina. I don't like Michael Keaton for Angelina.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. Well, fair enough. Well, Lenny Kravitz it is. So I think she'll definitely come out and be like, this is who I'm with now.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not just into the refugees. We still hang out on Tuesdays, but now I also see
refugees plus one. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. And then, I think Tom Holland and Zendaya will reveal that they have already gotten secretly married.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, they're already a couple, so that's not a new couple, but I do think they're married.
I'm going to push them into a divorce breakup. That's where I'm going to renew that. They're too
Stop
young.
Stop doing it every time. Young. They're not too young anymore. They're in their late 20s. You had 7 kids by the time you were 29.
Okay. They look too young.
They look too young.
What's the temperature check on this Mean Girls musical? How are we feeling?
It's not for me. I did not like the musical itself at all.
Yeah.
The only song I like is the Renee Rapp song, the kind of villain song.
Uh-huh.
Is good.
It really everything you. I see, I think, ooh, I don't like this at all. But see, I'm weirded out now because I did see Wonka, and that's a very different movie from the trailer. You know what I mean?
Right. So, did you like Wonka?
I don't know. Maybe I'll talk about it at the end. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
It's a
okay,
professional
good to
tease.
Know. Okay.
Right there.
Who are some new couples you're looking forward to seeing?
I don't know.
That I know I'm you keep up. I know you keep up with all the new couples.
I don't know. I'm looking forward. I just know this is what I think is going to happen.
Uh-oh. Okay? Okay. Let's go.
I do think, you know, people love imitation. If something works, let's run it back. Let's do it again.
Uh-oh.
I think we're going to get another pop star athlete crossover. You know what I'm
yes!
saying? I think
I
they're
love
like,
it.
Look how well that worked for Taylor. We got to do that. So
okay,
Ariana and Selena,
okay.
After they get done with their cartoon boyfriends, SpongeBob and Benny Blanco, they're going to dip into MLB, NBA, NFL, stuff like that.
MLB?
I don't know.
No.
Maybe.
There's not anybody hot there.
Wrong.
There...
Have you seen the Savannah Bananas?
Mm. Well, that's different. They're actors. They're performers. They're not baseball players.
I'm going to stop you right there, ma'am.
How dare you?
We are not disparaging the Sav Bananas.
I think they're very hot, but I also think a lot of athletes are not hot. I think it's actually so rare for an athlete to be hot.
Mm.
I think it's the outlier. Like, I think a lot of athletes can be fun and charming and charismatic. But I don't think a lot of them are
watch enough soccer.
Like,
there's a lot of hot
guys true.
Playing soccer.
No, yeah, and people educated me. And listen, the soccer coaches, that's where it's at. Like, sure.
There's just hotness everywhere. I think, speaking of athlete, Josh Allen, I think him and Haley Seinfeld, they will get married. It's a great couple. They've
She's
been together
so
for a minute. I think they're going to get engaged, secret wedding ceremony.
I like that one. That one's excellent.
I think Aaron Rodgers. I think he needs to change the narrative. And I think he's like, I'm going to try a reverse Taylor. And so he's going to like him and Miley Cyrus. He's going to like, do this.
She will castrate him.
Probably.
And I would be here for it. Like, she'll be like, Instagram story time.
He did. He came out this week and he was, or today, and he was like, you know what? We got to cut the distractions, guys. That's why we're not winning.
What?
We have to stop distracting everyone.
The guy that went after Jimmy Kimmel for being on the Epstein list with no evidence whatsoever to support it.
He is a Spider-Man pointing at himself meme altogether. I think Jim Harbaugh, he is, as of we're recording, he's going to be coaching the national championship tonight. He'll be in the NFL by next week.
He's the cheater, right?
Is he a cheater? I don't know that he is.
I've been told Michigan is a cheater, and I just assume it starts at the top.
If I was a Michigan fan, I've no dog in the race, right? If I was a Michigan fan, I would say he's not a cheater. He's doing what everyone else is doing, but he's just way better at it.
Oh, I get it.
Does that make him like a
hyper
cheater?
Is he way better at it than he got caught? Or are the other people not getting caught doing it?
We haven't talked enough about Connor Stallions, the guy who was like in charge of the program.
Yeah.
Is the most porn star sounding name I've ever heard in my life.
It's a great name.
It is. Like, it is. Someone should take that. Someone should do that. And I also think a new couple. I think Trump's going to have a new VP. I think he's going to pick a real cuckoo bird. He's going to a real cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh my gosh. I actually forgot about that.
Yeah.
That he would have to.
You thought he was going to run Pence back? Be like, hey, come on.
I don't know. Maybe that's why I thought Pence was writing, like, love you, mean it on that bomb he was writing on. I didn't know, like, what was happening. Oh, no. I forgot that there'd be somebody else.
There's going to be a new player has entered the chat. I think he's going to go after, like, Jean-Claude Van Damme. I think he's going to Steven Seagal. They're going to pass. He's going to ask Kevin Costner, thinking he's John Dutton.
What if it's Kevin Sorbo?
What if it's... Oh,
the Christians will love that.
If he could convince Rip from Yellowstone to be his running mate as Rip from Yellowstone, he'd win.
Like Game he over. Has to in the contract, NBA, and you have to wear that hat every time.
Cole, you had to be Rip the whole time and bring Beth to some rallies. He'd win going away.
That's amazing.
Any divorces you're predicting?
Oh, so many. First of all, Chris Hemsworth and Elsa
Pataky.
I know. And listen, I don't like to normally leave twins in a broken home. I don't want to do that normally, especially identical twins, which are the superior twins. Mm. However, I do think they spent the holidays apart, like in their Instagram. And I was
did they really? Yes. I've seen a lot of smoke about them not being together.
I know. So I'm concerned about them. I'm also thinking Mila Kunis looked up from that sad video they had to record for Instagram and said, should I be in a marriage with a man that is a rape apologist?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that I should be.
Yeah.
And so I think they are going to look around and go, you know what? It was a good run, but like, we don't need to be together.
Yeah.
Like, this is not good for my career. And then I think Hugh Jackman is going to be divorcing all of us because I do think he's going to get canceled this year. He's in that weird, you know, Scientology adjacent cult. He has a weird friendship with Bryan Singer. I know. And he's going to be in the press. So there's going to be a lot of noise around him because of Deadpool 74 that's coming out that he's in. Mm-hmm. But I think that Hugh Jackman, like the Music Man, he was, as long as he was dancing, we weren't noticing all the weirdness about him. But now that ironclad NDA that his wife signed for like 27 years, they've divorced. I just think she's going to leak some stuff of like, hey, I'm not the bad guy here.
Interesting.
Like, at all. Like,
interesting.
Right. And then finally, I will always forever say that this is the year Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber will break up. And here's why I say it. This year, I think it is because they also did not spend the holidays together.
No.
There was a thong bikini clad Hailey looking very etchotete on the beach.
Uh-huh.
And he was in Aspen. And I was like, why are these two not together during fair?
Oh, I don't love that. I don't love that.
I love that. And there was models, and apparently the trip to the beach was allegedly, according to a blind, funded by a billionaire that owns a modeling company.
Okay.
So, who seems to have an affection for one Hailey Bieber.
Now, I will remind you, blinds are what got you in trouble with Zac Efron last year.
That is what got me in trouble, but it's different now. These are real, like, for real blinds.
Oh, got it. Okay, they're the Glengarry blinds. Got it.
Exactly.
Okay.
This is journalism. Thank you.
I'm going to go Madame Web, the movie. I think it's going to divorce Spider-Man from the extended universe. It's going to be so bad that they're going to be like, let's just make Spider-Man
so
movies.
Bad.
Yeah. Let's just not do that ever
Dakota.
Again. I think Weekend Update and SNL, they're going to divorce from Che and Jost. I feel like you're going to get two new update hosts.
Oh, like get rid of both of them.
Yeah, I think they're done. I think they're probably, it felt like they were done at the end of the most recent, you know, Christmas break or whatever.
What's Colin Jost going to do other than like be a stay-at-home dad, which is a valuable career.
Stay-at-home dad owns a boat. I don't know that he needs to do anything else. Got a wall of hair.
He's like, let me look at my wife. Oh yeah, she's Scar Jo. She looks good. We're good.
I'm not hearing anything that he needs to do, you know? And then I'll just put this out there. Harry and Meghan are plus 500 to divorce at the sports books. Plus 500 is not.
Why?
That's not huge odds.
Doing this, leave her alone. She didn't go to the Suits reunion at the Golden Globes because she has credibility.
Oh, listen, I think Meghan's like, I could have my own Suits spinoff universe, extended Suits universe.
Well, to
this
be
guy's
fair,
holding me down.
To be fair, that billionaire that sponsored the beach trip for the models, Meghan Markle was at lunch with him. Last month and photographed with him. So who knows?
Yeah. So I don't know. I just keep an eye on it. It's just low odds. It's just low odds.
Fair.
Pregnancy predictions for this year.
Okay. So first, let me just do some fun pregnancies. Some people that I think are going to get pregnant this year, just in a fun way. I think Emma Stone is going to get pregnant. I looked at her IMDb. She doesn't really have anything on the calendar. To me, that sounds like a person who has a 3-year-old who's like, you know what? Our daughter needs a sister or a brother. Mm-hmm. So I think she's going to have a baby this year. I think Zoe Kravitz is like, should I have a baby with this very hot Channing Tatum?
Okay.
I also think Lady Gaga, she has nothing on the calendar past the Joker.
Mm.
And so I think she's going to, and she's been with her guy for like 5 years. Now, my two weird pregnancies.
Okay.
I think as much as you think Ariana Grande is going to end up with a sports star, I think she's going to be pregnant with SpongeBob's baby.
Oh, I don't like that.
I don't like it. And I think, weirdly, I think Kylie is going to have a baby. Last year, I predicted that Kylie would have a baby. I did not know that literally 2 weeks later, she would announce that her and Travis Scott had broken up. But I think Kylie is going to get pregnant, but I don't think it's Timothée's baby.
Mm.
I actually think it's Travis. I think she wants a pure bloodline. And just like, remember when... Because I think she got that idea from Chloe. Remember when Chloe was like, Tristan is a garbage person, but I do want True to have a 100% sibling. So okay. I'm willing to have another baby with that garbage human.
That is some genetic choreography.
Listen, you know, the Kardashians are great at it.
I thought I'd seen something where she's already pregnant. Like she is actively pregnant right now.
What?
Yeah. I don't know what weird corners of the internet I got into. But
maybe that's why she was weird about, you know, the Selena and Taylor of it all at the Golden Globes. If you don't know, now you know.
What if Timothée gets her pregnant and they call the baby Noodle, like in Wonka? Like that's a character's name. And there's a song. Like, I'm sorry, Noodle.
And I like that Noodle would be Stormy, Air, and Noodle.
Yeah.
Like, which one went awry? It'd
be like Roman Noodle, not ramen, get it. Chalamet. That'd be fun. I don't know.
I'd actually love that. I would be into that.
I've got the Biebers as getting pregnant. But your whole, they didn't spend the holidays together.
It's tough.
It's got me spin zoned a little bit.
Listen, this is what we say about them all the time. We've been doing this for years about the Biebers, that either they're going to have a baby or they're going to get divorced. And they keep going, neither.
Yeah.
Neither. I don't think they spend time together. But I also think they go, we're better PR-wise together than we are apart. So let's just stay married, but let's not have a kid.
It's just hard to apply normal things to them because I'll never forget the profile I read about Justin Bieber. And like they came back to his apartment to talk to Haley and they walked into their room and she was just sitting on the bed and was fully made. No TV, no radio, no podcast. Right. And she was just waiting. I was like, that haunts me to this day. Have you seen the video of how he makes music? And it's just him and he's going like, hee-haw, hee-haw, can you do that? Hee-haw. And it's like a professional symphony will like look at themselves and just make the hee-haw sound.
Listen, I think most artists do it that way because we've got all those clips of Taylor going, and then she's like, can you make that into something, Max? Can you make that? And he does. Yeah. He does.
Yeah, I've played this instrument for 50 years and I'm the world's leading expert on it. I think I can do that, ma'am. I've got, I think, Deadpool 3, Despicable Me 4, and the Garfield movie is going to get pregnant with $1 billion box office.
God, even Garfield?
Even especially Garfield.
I do want to see the Garfield movie. I have never understood why Despicable Me keeps getting made, but someone was explaining to me that they're like, people freaking love Minions.
Yeah, they do.
Like, that's all they care about. Minions are everything. And I just didn't realize that Minions
are the lowest common denominator. And that's what we need in an election year, you know?
That's
Aaron,
true.
I'm going to let you guess. True. Do you know who the voice of Garfield is in the Garfield movie coming up?
Okay. Ben Schwartz.
That's a good actually, guess.
That would have been a great casting choice.
He's got the Sonic bona fides, you know?
Yeah.
There's actually another voice actor who's experienced a lot of success in another $1 billion movie. the Mario Brothers. I don't know if you've heard about it.
Chris Pratt?
Christopher Pratt.
Wow, you said it like all of America said it too when they found out. They were like, Chris Pratt?
I just don't know.
I don't know how he's Garfield. I don't know what happened there, but
how did he become a voice actor?
I don't know. I don't know, man. I really don't.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. I also had, we're going to get the Broccoli family is going to be pregnant with a new Bond. They're going to announce who the new Bond is.
I think so too. I think so too. It's in my, but you say who you think it is, or do you know?
I've got, do I know?
I think I knew who it is.
I wish I knew. I've got three options. I think it's, RJP, Reggae, Jean Page. I think it's Jack Loudon, or I think it's Aaron Taylor Johnson.
I just don't know about, listen, Jack's going to have to get taller and beefier.
Yeah. He can do it. He's in the gold. He could do it. Yeah.
He could do it. I like all three of those, actually. And Aaron Taylor Johnson, I love a lot.
He's the betting favorite right now.
He's a great choice. I do wish he had not been groomed by his wife. But what can you do? Once it's happened, it's happened. But I have a fourth prediction that I will reveal in our who's going to be a breakthrough in 2024.
Is Aaron Taylor Johnson, is he American or is he British?
He's British.
Oh, really?
Right?
I don't know. He has a British accent. American to me. So I was like, that's why I didn't think he'd get it.
Oh, no. Because he has that British accent. No, he is British.
Jamie, do you have a trend that will die?
Trends that will die. Listen, let's just lightning round it. And guys, just gird your loins. This is all going to be true. So you got to just be okay with it, okay? Barbie core. We're done. She was great. We can't wear pink anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, pink is out. I mean, you can wear pink, but, like, we're not Barbie coring it anymore. We're actually not coring anything. Stop calling things core. Mm-hmm. We're not doing that, okay? Gray. The color gray is gone. We gone. We're not having gray hardwoods. We're not having gray walls. We're not wearing gray at all. We're not stockpiling Stanleys. Hey, the reason we got Stanleys is because we wanted to reuse our water bottle. But by you buying 100 of them, it doesn't work anymore.
No, that saves like 1,000. That saves 1,000 water bottles. That's just math.
Okay, cottage cheese. Look, I was a TikTok where a girl went, hey, you can make pancakes with oats and cottage cheese. And I was like, I bet you are the worst hang in a book club. There's no way you're fun to be around. Like, stop making cottage cheese.
I have a question. Does it make it fancier to say I was served a TikTok? It makes it sound like a fine dining experience.
No. Like, you're, you know, an elite, why I say it like TikToker. That? Because I don't want people to think this is what happens on my FYP. I'm very particular about what I get served, and I get served excellence 24/7. So something like this sneaks in, and I'm like, what is this?
Right.
And you know what it was for? It was really, I think TikTok still was excellent because it was like, no, we want you to see the comments because they bad.
Yeah.
Like, they real bad. And they were. They were.
I love that you're like, Daddy, what is this? Please.
I literally do that. I'm like, TikTok, why is this here? And then they're like, oh, it's the comments. I love that. I got served an ad.
There was an ad.
It was about Christian health insurance. And I went, what? On what planet should I be getting these ads?
There's a reason Christian health insurance hasn't taken off. You know what I mean? Let's just leave it at that.
And then Diglett's on screen. I think we're done. I saw so many Panesses this year.
Yeah.
So many. And not good ones either. Like, so many lame. And most Panesses are lame. But, like, not even something where I was like, oh, interesting. Just more like Mark Ruffalo.
Yeah.
And Barry Keoghan. Uh-huh. And it's just, it's fine. And look, do I want equality? Yes. But maybe I want fewer nipples too. I don't know. Nipples are so, like, nipples are so lovely. Like, women have such pretty bodies and men
You're like grimacing while you're making this argument, which is so interesting.
Well, because I'm trying
to
make a case for, like, women, because women are prettier than men.
Yeah.
Men are like, and there's angles and it's, pokey. Uh-huh. I don't like it.
Why do we need genitals on screen? You know, this is my puritanical take.
Until the very end.
It doesn't make anything more interesting. You know, I wasn't like, man, Killers of the Flower Moon really popped once I saw De Niro's sack. Once I saw his scrotum, I was like, oh, now I get it.
You know, because I was rewatching Oppenheimer in the break, which is, Oppenheimer is so good. Like, it genuinely is just a stunning movie. But I did think, God, we need that much Flopew nudity. Like, the whole, and we didn't get any Killian nudity.
Sure.
Not really.
I've got Trend That Will Die. I think this is going to be the year of the sequel we didn't need, you know, like the third nipple sequel, because we mentioned Despicable Me 4.
Right.
We've got Gladiator 2. We've got Twisters. And you know it's a sequel because it's plural. Furiosa, Joker, colon, Folie à Deux, Beetlejuice 2, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, Inside Out 2. This is just movies.
Ah, oh, that's a lot. When and you it's say like, them all at the same time, yeah, it's too many.
And it doesn't, it's not even like Deadpool 3, yeah, get it. It's a trilogy, you know, like we're wrapping the story up. But like Beetlejuice 2, Twisters, like these are not stories that needed a sequel. These are shameless money grabs.
Now, Glenn Powell, to be fair, he is like, this is not a reboot or a sequel. This is just a tornado film.
Right, Glenn, I love you. You know I love you, but it is a sequel, okay? Like that's how they're marketing it, my man.
Yeah, did you see in the on Twitter, Hollywood Reporter posted a picture because they were doing the red carpet of Justin Hartley, which I was like, why is Justin Hartley is suddenly a thing? And I realized,
bro, I almost quote tweeted it and was like disgusting when they mistook Justin Hartley for Glenn Powell.
There was something comforting about white men not being distinguishable between each other. Yeah. There was something lovely about, although Justin Hartley is, he wishes he could Glenn Powell.
He couldn't he carry wishes. Glenn Powell's lunch pail. Ridiculous, absurd.
No, that's ridiculous.
So, trend that will catch on. Jamie, what do you got?
Okay, I think the studio chaos that has been a trend will actually go through the roof. I think Warner Brothers is going to either file for bankruptcy or get acquired completely. Yeah. I also think that I think the internet has turned quietly and very niche wise has turned on people who use their kids as content. Like they're not down with it. And the, also that influencer went got arrested because she was like torturing her kids.
Yeah,
and
that's
she
right.
was making the content. I think that we're actually going to get this trend is going to take on so far that we're going to get legislation about how you can monetize content with your kids in it and how you cannot. And then finally, I do think we are going to get reboots obviously have been an ongoing, but I think the reboot that's going to catch on this year, the trend that is going to go through the roof is we are going to get a Glee reboot. And here's the worst part. It is going to include Lea Michele. And
I heard she's going to learn to read for it. That's what I heard.
She's going to become literate for this. And Mr. Schuster is going to be played by Garbage James Corden.
I'll yes and that. I've got, we're going to get a ton of music nostalgia reunion tours, you know?
Ooh,
I think
yes.
That's going to be like live events.
Like One Direction?
Sure. Any of them. All of them.
Perfect.
Let's do it.
Love it.
And I think to your point, we're going to get a Twilight reboot or spinoff announcement. Because I think it's 20 years since the first one.
God, no, it's not.
Yeah. So I think we're going to get that.
How old am I? Oh, I don't like that. Listen, you know why I don't like that is because it makes me feel old.
Honestly, I don't know why they haven't announced it sooner. I don't know like what's holding
it up. Listen, it came out in 2008. That's not 20 years. That's 14. But since the books, yeah.
Probably, I think the books. Yeah. So we're going to get something, some kind of origin story. I also think a trend that'll catch on, we're going to get celebrities, athletes getting into politics, like in a serious way.
Running for something?
Yeah, I think so. I think this is going to be the first year.
Or being assigned to the cabinet.
Not assigned to the cabinet, but I can see like an Aaron Rodgers. I can see like a Chris Pratt. Be like, I'm just going to try to make my country better.
And Chris Pratt is in the right family for it now.
Yeah.
Being in the Kennedy family.
Little governorship. I think someone's going to try to run the Ronald Reagan playbook back. You know, maybe this year, maybe next. Maybe it's a little too soon for something like that. But I do think they're going to start to step in that direction a little bit.
I'm interested.
Jamie, do you have something shocking that'll happen?
Yes. Okay. So here are my shockings. So I think that here's the first one. Katie Holmes is going to write a tell-all that will come out. She's already written it and she's held it until Suri turns 18, which is this year.
What?
And I know. And I think now we're going to get it. And so I'm very excited about that. I do think that the Wicked movie, the shocking part is it's going to be less West Side Story and more Cats.
Oh, I hope so. Yeah.
I'm very nervous. I don't want that for Wicked, but I think breaking it up into two parts was a huge mistake. I do think Twitter is going to get sold.
To who?
I don't know. I can't. I have to predict what the heart wants.
Okay.
And I think Twitter's going to get sold and it's going to go back to being called Twitter, even though I've never called it anything else other than that.
Yeah.
But I do think that is, you know, it's bleeding money. I don't think he says he won't sell it unless someone will maintain the truth here.
Yeah.
But I think he's got some lawsuits coming up that are tough and he is going to need some cash. So
still better than ever though, right? Still better than ever.
That's right. As am I it? And then my final one is, and I think it'll feel shocking because of what happened this past year and what will continue to happen next year, which is Taylor Swift will announce a residency. I think, and that will be shocking because people will be like, oh my gosh, she's touring all over the world. But I think a few things. Taylor will announce a residency. I think she'll get announced as the Coachella headliner this year and then the Super Bowl headliner next year.
Okay. Do we think she's still with Travis Kelce by the end of this year? By the close?
Yeah. Oh, 100%. I think she's got to be with him through the Super Bowl.
But through the close of the year, this year.
Yes, because
I think he retires.
Because I think she's going to want to do the Super Bowl in 2025.
See, I think he retires this year because he's kind of washed. That's the not so dirty secret about his career right now is he's cooked. And I don't see her being with a guy who used to be good at football and now struggles to like get airtime on CBS.
And just follows her around?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, so I agree with that. Listen, and he, you know, I don't know if you saw that his managers did a piece.
Yes. Yes.
And I thought it was a big mistake because it made it seem like we're all just in this for capitalism, which I've been saying from the beginning.
Sure.
But you don't want to put a name on it. People get very tender because a lot of people think he is going to propose to her at the Super Bowl. And that is crazy. Cue champagne problems because there ain't no way she getting engaged.
And also they're not getting to the Super Bowl. So that's going to be tricky there.
With our live shows coming up in June, I've obviously started doing a little shopping. It's always so fun to look for live show outfits and accessories and go through my travel checklist to see what might need a refresh. I don't need much of an excuse to get myself a Prezi, but one of the things I have on my list that I need to get before the new show is a new sun top from Pear Eyewear. Wearing my Pear Eyewear eyeglasses on travel days is probably one of my favorite life hacks, especially if you have an early morning flight. Who wants to wake up and have to deal with contacts before you have to get on a plane? Throwing on my glasses and then adding the sun top when I need them is just so much more convenient. I think the brushed rose sun top might be the perfect one to add to my collection. Pair sun top frames start at just $30 and the prescription glasses start at only $60. Don't forget that you can save even more by using pre-tax FSA and HSA dollars, and they always have free standard shipping and a flexible 30-day return policy. One pair, infinite possibilities. Go to PairEyewear.com and use code POP for 15% off your first pair. And support the show by mentioning that the podcast sent you in your post-checkout survey. That's PairEyewear.com, code POP.
Have you ever heard a song on the radio and felt like it was written about you? That's why I'm so excited to share about our new sponsor, Songfinch. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever. Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist. I'm on their website right now, and I'm about to create my very first song. They've made it so easy. When you go to songfinch.com/popcast, all you have to do is click the big orange button that says start your song. In order to make the songs entirely original and personalized, they ask questions like, who are you creating this song for and what's your inspiration? You get to pick the artist who creates the song for you, or you can have Songfinch help you by selecting between genres, vocal styles, vibe, and tempo. You can get as detailed and personalized as you like, but the process couldn't be easier for a songwriting novice like myself. For a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anytime, anywhere. Go to songfinch.com/popcast and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value. Again, our URL is songfinch.com/popcast. Don't forget to share your song with us too, songfinch.com/popcast.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
I've got, let's see, something shocking.
This one's like not fun. Like a major political figure will die in office. Like we don't have to talk about that.
But in office?
Yeah, you know, something like that. Probably. It's just like, look, it's just math. These freaking people are so old.
Like a Mitch
What do
McConnell?
Old people do, Jamie? What do old people do?
They die.
Exactly. And they die while they're working because they never quit and retire and let the younger generation take over. So that just feels like a math.
And by younger generation, guys, we mean people in their 40s.
I'll take a tight 60.
We're not even asking for much.
No.
Yeah.
No. I think there's going to be a power grid failure resulting in a big deal crisis.
Please don't say that because I watched a documentary that said if there is a power grid failure, that 90% of the population will be gone.
I mean, what? 90% of the population will be
Why
gone?
Why would you say that? Just like, I'm not saying it. That's what people are saying.
What documentary was this? Was this on Minecraft? What are you talking about? They're just going to disappear?
But it was like if the power grid failure lasted more than 3 months.
Oh, yeah. That would not be good. But you know what stresses it? Extreme weather. Do you know what we're kind of having? Extreme weather. So
I know.
I don't know. Solar panels.
Y'all are absolutely not protecting the vibe.
Bro. I will have 2 days of milk if that happens, and then it's over, and I'm dead.
I've got 2 days of milk. I've got 3 days of pre-cut fruit. I'm good to go.
I will not thrive.
I think we're going to find microbial life on another planet, probably Mars.
What's microbial life?
You know, microbe life. Be like, that's a microbe. It's alive. Boom, life on other planets.
Like a plant? Fiddle leaf?
It's not going to be like an apple tree. It's just going to be like microbes, you know, just like microbes in the soil. I think there's going to be, let me put this with you. You said someone's going to buy Twitter. I think I'm going to combine it with this. I think we're going to see a rise in like tactile absurdist marketing. I'm thinking of the Pop-Tart bowl game,
it was
you know,
so good. It
the
was
Pop-Tart
so good.
Sacrifice. I feel like other brands are going to see that and be like, we should do that. So I think a number one suspect who's going to get into this, Burger King.
Whopper, 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 Whopper.
Okay, Burger King's going to get into bowl games. They're going to drop a new streaming platform.
Are we going to eat the king?
They might release a phone. They might buy Twitter and then call Whopper. I don't know, but I think they're going to do something like that.
I will live tweet the Oscars on Whopper every year. I will commit to it.
FBK, have it your way. You're wrong.
Heck yeah. Come on, man.
Come on.
And then I think we're going to solve JonBenet, the JonBenet mystery this year.
Like, we'll know who did it.
Yeah, I think True Crime podcast is going to come out.
Was it her brother?
I don't know. I didn't release it.
Was it a stranger? Was it her dad?
I also think we're two big things of the year. Feuds. A lot of feuds this year. Okay? It's going to be a big feud year. Big beefs. Okay?
Like feuds, like family feuds or
maybe
country feuds. Like country, like feuds between countries.
Big and small.
I think are called wars. But
we're currently in two country feuds as we're calling them now.
Right.
I don't think we'll have a third one. But election year, people just get spicy about everything. So I think people are going to be fighting. People are going to be beefing. I think Taylor Swift's going to beef with a politician. I think Mr. Beast is going to get into a beef with someone because he just seems like it. I think Jake from State Farm is going to get in a feud, like a real life feud with someone. They're going to ask him to step away from State Farm, you know, for a minute. Just
no,
like nothing's cool.
He's going
to
get canceled?
No, not canceled. I just like, Jake, the heat's too hot. You need to take a breather. Go hang out with Flo from Progressive or something. There's just going to be like a whole deal, you know?
Okay.
And then I think there's going to be some abdications this year. I think Bill Belichick is going to abdicate the throne in New England. Nick Saban, this is going to be his last year coaching in Tuscaloosa.
Mom's going to be so sad.
I think Kevin Feige, he's going to step down or evolve or change. Something's going to happen.
Yeah.
I think Putin is going to be deposed from in Russia. And I think Charles will be forced into abdication because of scandal.
I almost put Charles on my death, but I feel like he hasn't done anything. Like he doesn't move much.
Let's collab. So, let's collab here. Okay.
What if he dies?
Okay.
Yeah. What if he abdicates and then dies?
But you said Prince Andrew's going to die. What if he freaking kills Andrew? And then they're like, hey, dog, you can't kill.
You got to
step down.
You can't kill your brother.
I know you're the king.
Like, I know you. Of course I can kill my brother.
Charleston.
I don't know why he was from Savannah. My bad. What if we could skip Will and go straight to George? I would like a kid king. I think a kid king would be super fun.
Yeah. Underrated, honestly.
Underrated.
And throughout all the Roman emperors who were kids, they grew up to be cool guys. Most likely to own the year or become a star, Jamie. Who you got?
Okay, I have a few. So let me do own the year. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I think this year is going to be owned by one Pedro Pascal.
Mm.
And I wouldn't have said that because he owned the last year. Like it felt like we were all Pedro all the time. But he has four movie roles One will be at Sundance just this month, which is going to be Ryan Flex and Anna Boden's Freaky Tales. And then he's going to be in a Nadia Connor's comedy, The Uninvited. He's going to be in Ethan Coen's solo directorial debut, Drive Away Dolls. And then he is going to be in Gladiator 2. Mm. So it feels like we're going to get a lot of Pedro. Plus, who knows when we're getting the next season of
Gotta get Last of Us, right? We'll get some of it at some point.
The writer's strike probably put everything in you know, obviously off track. But I think this is going to be a big year for him. So I think he is going to be, I'm going to make him my own the year along with, and I cannot believe I'm saying this, but Anne Hathaway.
Oh.
I think this is Anne Hathaway's year. Here's why. So next month, she's in the Sesame Street movie. Okay. Got a kids film. Very smart. Then she's going to be in The Idea of You, which I read that book. She very spicy. She very good. So we're getting a sexy rom-com adaptation. She's also going to be in Mother's Instinct, which is like 50s housewife drama with Jessica Chastain.
Okay.
And then she's going to be in Mother Mary, which is about a fictional musician and a famous fashion designer with Michaela Cole.
Oh, interesting.
Right? So I think she's going to have a big year. And then in terms of who's going to become a star, here's my Bond prediction. I think it's actually going to be Kingsley Ben-Adir.
Ooh, Kingsley interesting. Ben-Adir.
So I do think he'll get announced as James Bond. Okay, what about you?
I've got most likely to own a year. I think Nicole Kidman. I think she's poised to do really well.
Really?
Because the AMC movie, We Come to This Place, The Magic, the sequel, it's going to drop this year, you know? So that's a big deal. It's a huge deal.
That is a big deal. Of course, everyone's talking about it.
She's also in, she's in a couple projects that seem really interesting to me, and the buzz has been pretty positive. The first one is Expats. It's
that
coming
comes
up.
Out this month.
That's right. That's right. I don't know if it's good that it's coming out this month, but she's in it and it's going to be something. Holland, Michigan. She's in it with Tom Wamsgams from Succession.
Yes.
But it's basically it's she finds out her husband is having an affair, and she starts an affair of her own. And then hijinks ensue. But it's kind of a thriller, kind of a weirdo kind of vibe, allegedly. And I think she's going to do really well with that. I can see her, I can see her reasserting. It felt like this was not an off year, but just, you know, she didn't do much. Wasn't a ton popping off. And she seems like someone who works in bursts. So when you see her everywhere. So I have the feeling we'll almost feel like she is permeating the atmosphere. I've also got Ryan Reynolds. I mean, I think, you know, Deadpool 3 is going to be a huge deal. And I think there, depending on what you read, Deadpool 3 is just going to be either like a good time frolic with superheroes, or it might be used to reset the Marvel Universe. And depending on how that's, you know, utilize, I think it could be really important for how he factors into the year. He's also going to be in If, which is the John Krasinski kind of family movie with
like
a
imaginary
lot.
Friend. IF.
That's right.
Like,
that's exactly right. And I feel like that's going to do really, really well. It's more kind of what's unseen with him. I feel like there's going to be a big purchase, a big move. Obviously, Welcome to Wrexham has been a great project, but I feel like he is a mover and a shaker, almost like the kind of person Ashton Kutcher tells us he is. I feel like Ryan Reynolds is actually.
So I
can see him making a big purchase. I don't know of what or of who. I don't know if it's a team. I don't know if it's a property. I don't know if it's IP, but I can see him doing something really interesting.
Well, don't forget, he's going to be in Red Notice 2, sequel to your Greed Light.
You're being rude and condescending to me, but I cannot wait to watch that. I cannot wait to watch
that.
Listen,
he
has
11 projects upcoming.
Yeah.
11. Yeah. That's a lot. Like,
and it's like, because I think there's...
Some of them are voice acting. Like, but
what's the one with Samuel L. Jackson where it's I want to get
Father Mucker?
Yeah, thank you.
Father Mucka?
I almost got that completely wrong. So I appreciate you say that. But yeah, like just really interesting swings at the plate that I think could pay off really well. And then become a star. This person's arguably already a star, but I feel like it's going to be more of emphasis of their stardom. And it's the aforementioned Glenn Powell. I think in Twisters, not a sequel, but kind of a sequel. I think he's going to steal the show. I think he's been poised to pop for a while. And he's also in a weird Netflix won this movie at a film festival. And the critical response has been really positive. It's called Hitman.
And it shows us coming out this year, but we can't stream it right now. And supposedly it's going to come out at some point at the beginning of 2024. And his turn as like a blasé, kind of boring hitman has been really well received. Oh. So I can see him really hitting it.
I want that. And I saw Zoe Deutsch say she is also, they're teaming up for a movie to start filming later this year.
That's right.
And their chemistry is like next level. So I'm so excited. Compatible
chemistry with everybody. Everybody. Last one. Three body problem. I think three body problem is going to be a big deal.
Body problem?
Yeah, it's an adaptation of the book. I can't remember the name of the author. It's a book I've tried to read six times and I can't get into. But you know who's making this movie for Netflix?
No,
who is? The Game of Thrones boys, Benioff and Weiss.
No.
This is their next project. And say what you want about them. They're good at making story and TV. And I think they are. I can see this being a really big deal. Or it's going to be a big something. It's going to be a big mess, big boring, or it could be a big deal. So
listen, I want it to be a big success. And I don't say like, are they good? Because they're not good. I do think they're good. I just didn't like when they were in charge of the story, because when they were in charge of the story, it went awry.
Yeah, it did. I'll chalk that up to, yo, I don't want to live in Slovakia for 10 years in a row anymore. I'd like to be with my family in the States, you know, where I'm comfortable. So
that's fair.
Hope that's what it was. Okay. That is our predictions. Those are our predictions for 2024. I feel like we nailed a lot of them, to be honest with you.
Oh my gosh. Good luck to those that we said would die.
Yeah.
Wish you the best.
Sorry, Charles and Andrew. It's going to be a rough year for y'all. I can tell you that right now. But as always, if you have thoughts and opinions on our thoughts and opinions, please let us know at knockstream.com/538. All right, Jamie, you want to do some lights?
Let's do some lights.
All right. What is your red light this week?
Okay. My red light this week is rapid red lights. Here we go. Here we go. Okay, first of all, red light to Birmingham, Alabama. Listen to me. You need to calm down. A guy drove his Tesla into a lady's house. We had a guy named Cooper get stuck in a garden urn.
That was in Birmingham?
Party. Yes. Oh, yes. Man. We had a guy who had a mental breakdown and stripped naked and entered a Bass Pro Shop and jumped into the aquarium. Airlines. Also, red light to airlines. Stop flying on Boeing MAX planes. Guys, why are you flying on these planes? Anytime Boeing is like, can we just have a compass? For us not being able to pass these safety inspections, that's cool, right? Also, if you have symptomatic positive COVID and you get on an airplane, you're gross.
Yeah.
You're gross. And this is a subtweet.
Who's the subtweet about? Say it, I'll believe it.
No.
Just what does it rhyme with?
No.
Coward.
Absolutely not.
Big coward energy.
The good thing is that somebody's, it's not a person I know. It's a person I know because I, against my will, I have to know.
Oh.
Aaron understands.
That sounds healthy. Yeah.
You know, we talked about in-laws getting everybody sick. You remember that? That's right. Okay. Gypsy Rose Blanchard, red light to, listen, I get that we love an emerging influencer. I do. And was her mom great? No. But should Gypsy have murdered her? Also, no.
Yeah.
Okay. So I just don't think we need to make her the new face of, okay? I don't think we need to do that.
Wait.
She doesn't.
Is she really?
No, I'm just saying that's where it feels like it's headed.
Let's bleep that out because that's a current sponsor and we don't have a lot right now.
Sorry, bleep that. My bad. Okay, red light to the Suits cast being at the Golden Globes while also trying to sell me Royal Match and ads while I played Phase 10 during commercials. Why are y'all at the Golden Globes? And finally, Jennifer Aniston. Red light. First of all, the fact that you wore Dolce & Gabbana. You and America Ferrera. Guys, Dolce & Gabbana, racist, homophobic. How many times do we have to talk about how awful Dolce & Gabbana is? Okay, they're awful. But also, Jennifer Aniston, during the Golden Globes, saw your commercial for P-Volve. I don't know what the P stands for.
Huh.
But I don't like it, okay? Jennifer, your net worth is $320 million. You do not need to do fitness commercials in a weirdly shadowed loft space. You don't need to do it. I don't like it. You have a lot of money. Why are you in P-Volve commercials? I don't like it. Those are my red lights.
I'm looking. So it's an online fitness platform.
Of course. Low impact toning workout.
Yeah. Oh.
And that, I'm sure, in the same way that she uses Aveeno every day, I'm sure that's exactly how she got that body.
P-Volve is a ridiculous name. I will be honest with you.
Exactly. What is the P stand for?
It sounds like if a Volvo got into porn and it was like, I need you to charge my P-Volve. Ridiculous.
Okay, what's your red light?
I'm red lighting Saltburn, the movie, because this movie. I was so excited to watch this. It made me so mad. Like,
What part?
The whole thing. I hated every minute of it. And it's because it's not like it's deserving of this level of vitriol, but right. It's like it triggers certain frustrations I have. And namely because it's a Ryan Lochte movie, you know, looks great, no substance like whatsoever. Because this movie prioritizes slurping up very used bathwater and doing co-op mode on menstruation over like developing a character or a story or anything. And the defining characteristic of most of the people in this movie is they're either rich or they want to be rich. And there's no other development or motivation beyond that. And weirdly, I really believe this. The most dynamic part of the movie is Barry Keoghan's dong. Because it's shown to have a spectrum of interests. It gets a dance montage at the end. It has personality. Yeah. You see it in different settings. You see how it reacts to the light, which is more than I can say for any other character. And this even has a third act where it's here's how I pulled everything off, in case you were wondering, because you probably are, because there's plot holes and I didn't tell the story well. But then I'm going to hold your hand like a little baby, and I'm going to tell you I used a little tack in the wheel, and that's how it crashed. And it made me so mad because it looks so good. It looks so good.
It is a really... And you think there's going to be... I mean, like, obviously, people were like, oh, you missed the symbolism then.
No, I didn't. No, there's no symbolism with Jacob Elordi humping the sunset, okay? There's no symbolism required. It's just hot person doing hot thing.
But what about Felix when he has his angel wings and he's like, no, you don't
yeah, you know what? There. I saw Romeo and Juliet with Claire Danes and Leo. They did it better. The original, okay? Don't like try to crowdsource this.
What about the necrophilia? That was a good time. That was a good hang
at
the end.
Man, honestly, I'd forgotten that. I literally had forgotten that. Watching
about the grave?
Him, just another layer of dynamism to...
Is his Diglett the real Minotaur of this film?
Look.
Maybe it is.
That thing splish splashing and flopping around was... it was like if you watched Hitch, the end of of Hitch, when Will Smith and Eva Mendes are dancing, but just a penis and no one else around, you know?
Listen, I will say, I would watch a spinoff of just Rosamund Pike and Carey Mulligan going places.
Yeah.
Like, doing almost like Somebody Feed Phil, but it be them, but in character, not as their real self.
No, it's just them in an airport waiting to take a flight and just ripping on people. That's great
exactly
stuff.
Right.
That's really good stuff. Okay. But I wanted it to be more and different, and it was not. And it made me so angry the entire movie. So I would red light it. I would not recommend people watch that. Jamie, what is your green light this week?
Okay, I have two green lights. The first is the Iron Claw. I'm so thankful that Zach did not end up on a weird yacht partying with miners because he was able to make the Iron Claw. This is the true story of the Von Erich brothers who made history in the wrestling world in the 1980s and then experienced a lot of tragedy. This is not Rudy. This is not Rudy.
No.
I was not prepared for how hard I would cry at the end of this film. It was tough. But because you're going to feel like you have been personally slammed by a folding chair while watching this, like truly. But this movie is about brotherhood. It's about redemption. It's about purpose. It's also about family hurt. Zac Efron is doing something really special. Famously, A24 made some huge mistakes with this film because they did not circuit it. They did not send it to film festivals because they said it wasn't finished. And so that's why it's getting no award buzz, because no one saw it prior to literally Christmas. And so it's hard to get in the conversation. I do hope that Zac Efron ends up making it into the conversation for maybe an Oscar nomination. That would be really good, because what he did, I think, was really special. The whole dynamic of that cast was so good, particularly Holt McElhaney, who played the father. He's really doing something chaotic and fantastic. So it's a great film. Just know that it's not like, oh my God, they won the Olympics. It's a miracle. Like,
sure. It's not Boys in the Boat. Okay.
No,
so don't think it. Yeah.
That's right. And then my other is, I decided in the break to read a bunch of books that everybody was like, this book was the best book of the year. And I was like, I'm going to see if some of these were good, because I tend to avoid those if they're getting a lot of hype. But I ended up reading All the Sinners Bleed by S.A. Cosby. Holy moly. Guys, if you want a fast-paced crime novel that combines the South and secrets and serial killers where racism and institutional Christianity take it in the teeth, this is the book for you. This is so well done. And I loved, is it Razorblade Tears? Mm-hmm. I really love that. This is better. I mean, it is even better. That book is so good. But this, it follows a small town sheriff who was in the FBI and he's come back to his small town to become the sheriff, right? And it opens with like, weirdly, like a school shooting and
cool,
all kinds of mysteries. There's a serial killer who is obsessed with religious iconography. Guys, I love it. Almost had like Seven vibes.
Kind of feels like True Detective too.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, exactly. True Detective. It's a police procedural. Listen, the plot, it moves so fast. Like everything, and that is my favorite kind of book. Like if we're gonna go, let's go. And that is this book. But the characters do get enough development that you're like, oh, I know that person. I know that person. I know that person. It's very Southern noir, and it's a great. Listen, I feel like there's not a lot of fantastic, just classic crime novels.
Yeah,
there's always, you know, there's just not. You know, you got the Agatha Christie and the Dave Balducci of it all. But this was really special. And what I started following him on Twitter, he's an excellent follow on Twitter, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Like, super fun. Love him a lot.
On the greatest social media platform out there, Twitter.
Thank you. It'll live forever.
Okay. That was All the Sinners Bleed was I got some Audible credits for Christmas and birthday, and I bought that one. And so it's sitting on my shelf. So
you're going to love it. I'm sorry that I stole it.
No, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited that I know it's not going to be a waste of time. So that's good stuff.
Okay.
My green lights, I've got, I'm going to do Dad Light. I'll do Wonka. We watched it over the Christmas break. I was very dubious. I didn't think Timothy Chalamet had the charisma to pull it off. But he did. He did a good job. It's a sweet movie. The kids loved it. Some good songs. I think I was in the Aaron camp of, Aaron, aren't you like, we don't need any more Elvis? That's your take right
I'm
now?
Good. I'm good.
I'm like that with Willy Wonka. I'm like, I don't think I need more Willy Wonka. But this was good. This was a worthy time in the Wonkaverse.
Would you say it. In the Wonka universe, because we've got the Gene Wilder, the Johnny Depp, and the Timothée.
Yeah.
Where would you rank the Timothée portrayal of Wonka?
The portrayal of Wonka? I'm going to say number one. I'm going to say number one.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because like with Johnny Depp, I just don't like Johnny Depp, you know? Like,
right.
No, thank you. Gene?
Gene Wilder,
With Gene Wilder. He just seems like he hates kids and wants to kill them. So, you know, I respect it.
He does want to kill them. That's why I love him in that movie. Like, I just like, weird.
I don't want to like spend time with him though. But Timothée Chalamet, like my boy loves noodle, you know, not in a weird way, in a cool way.
In a very sweet way. I will say I had forgotten that it was a musical. So that threw me in the theater.
Spicy like, take. Like, it actually saved it. You know, it needed more music. It needed more songs.
I was like, oh, wow. Okay. I knew that one song, but what?
Yeah.
What are these songs? But, and look, Hugh Grant, I just will do anything to see him be interviewed next to Timothée.
Yeah.
While Hugh Grant is like, what? I want to be weird. I don't know what to tell you.
I think it needed more Hugh Grant.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sorry, Noodle, man. Like that thing, it hits different. It's just good lyricality right there. And then I'll do a movie and a show. And these are previous greenlights of yours that I caught up on over the break. Because that's a lot of what I use my time for is, you know, like crushing beef right now. Knew I couldn't really watch it because you'd already greenlit it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like,
I watched The Gold during the break.
Yeah.
Fantastic. You had a great green light.
That's good stuff, isn't it? Yeah. So The Holdovers, great movie. There's not much else to say. It's just really well done. Paul Giamatti and his eye, good work. Loved it. You know, it's really excellent.
Yes.
And then, man, getting one of the great pleasures of my life was getting caught up on Slow Horses right in time for the season 3 finale. And that's just awesome. That's just
Man. It's been renewed for like 28 seasons. Like he was like, Gary Oldman was like, I'll make this till I die. Like I'll just make it till
I die. Cause my man, like he doesn't even wipe and he makes that show. Like it's like The Office, but British. If Michael Scott was calling people twats and C words and like, it's beautiful. I love
it's
that show.
It's a fantastic
so much.
Show. It's so good.
So good. So good.
By the way, everybody at the Golden Globes that won a Golden Globe, everything was a green light of ours. minus Anatomy of a Fall.
Okay.
Which we'll talk about in the more you know.
Yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get to that. Okay, well, that is going to do it for this episode of the Popcast. And before we go, remember, anytime you do any shopping on Amazon, make sure you go to amazon.com/shop/thepodcast first so you purchase our affiliate link or free item purchase using that link this week was. Jamie, this is a can of Celsius Peach Mango Green Tea.
Okay, listen, this stuff has great reviews. 93,000 ratings, 4.7 stars. People freaking love their Celsius, except Dustin. Dustin left a 1-star review and said the following. From the very first sip, it's like my taste buds went into full panic mode, desperately searching for anything remotely pleasant. But alas, they were met with a flavor that can only be described as a failed science experiment mixed with a dash of betrayal. I mean, who thought combining medicinal bitterness with artificial sweetness was a good idea? It feels like you wrote that, by the way. It feels like you wrote that. All right, you guys, don't forget, the Princess Collection has launched. If you are an annual supporter of the podcast on Patreon as a BFOT, you will get access to our 5 Disney Princes deep dives. By the way, in a couple of weeks, we'll have a Wednesday episode that will only continue our chaos into the princess world.
That's right.
Allegedly. And so make sure you go to knoxandjamie.com/annual or click the link in the show notes and sign up to get our Disney deep dives. I'm Jamie Golden. You can find me on the internet at Jamie B. Golden.
I'm Knox McCoy. You can find me on socials at Knox McCoy. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.